Germany. I would like to comment something which has to do with what Luxembourg mentioned, that we have a climate delegate, but we cannot appoint a delegate for this. I just want to highlight that sustainable development issues and DSD is not doing a discrimination, okay? We don't have the climate delegates, youth delegates, we don't have the ESD youth delegates, we don't have the environmental delegate. I mean, what we want to achieve here, it's to bring youth people to participate actively in the decisions and the activities that related with the issues that concern them. So please, these discriminations may create, it's something that we have to, from my point of view, to take care of. And even there is a climate delegate, it has a place and space on a sustainability agenda and on the SDGs. So if you have climate delegates or any other delegate from the environment or from sustainability, it could be good to ask him if he's interested to be part of this committee. And Michael also said something very important. It's not just to find somebody to be part on this process. It's just to find somebody that is passionate and committed. And these people, these young people that are around us. So I'm just saying this because it would be good to put some criteria in order to choose this maybe youth, a young person that will represent, I mean, your country in the committee. And I don't know, Zal and Nona, if we can do something to support more this process by, for example, I don't know if this is feasible, but I'm just asking now loudly, is there any possibility to send, I mean, during the year, a separate official invitation for appointing the youth delegation? As separate from funding of national, focal points, because maybe this is ignored by the countries. I don't know if it's possible. I'm just asking, just to strengthen and show, I mean, to the governments that is something that we are taking it too seriously.